No, I had a question, and the question was basically, who are the Holy Spirits, and are they angelics, and who are the angelics, and who are the Band of Mercy, and so on and so forth. And it's my understanding that the Holy Spirits are actual messengers of God. They are direct messengers of God. They are teachers and are comforters. Christ left the Holy Spirits for us to teach us and to comfort us. They are not humans. They've never been human. And they are direct servants or messengers of God. So be aware.
So prior to that, we never had guides?
Apparently not. Because if you get into the Bible, in the Bible, during the 40 days, the Pentecost, Christ said, I leave with you the mm-hmm. Holy Spirits.
Well, it's tough enough with guides. I can't imagine what it was like here without them.
I can't either. I truly can't.
Primitive.
Yeah. Now, the angelics, or angels, are not human. They are not. They are a different species. And they, too, are messengers of a different kind. And they are servants of God. And they, in turn, serve us as well. And they show up throughout the Bible. And they are not human. And they are both male and female.
Do they evolve?
I would suspect to some extent they do. Everything evolves.
I would think they'd have to. Yeah,
everything evolves. And everything is capable of de-evolving, which is what happened with the dark side, Satan, and the fallen angelics. They de-evolved.
Mm. Wow. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, they are fallen angels. Yeah. And everything that they were, they become the opposite. Yeah. So if they are angels of love, they are angels of hate. If they are creator angels, they are destruction. If they are here to bring peace, they bring chaos. They are the absolute mirror of what they were in heaven.
Did they change themselves, or did Lucifer change them?
The fall changed them.
What is actually the fall?
I can only give it to you as I understand it, because I wasn't there. But I'll give it to you as I understand it.
At least not in this body you were there.
Well, yeah, I may have, I don't know. But Lucifer, who was the angel of light and one of God's favorite, chose to not serve mankind, felt that mankind was not worthy, and took one-third of the angels and fell from heaven to the earth. And angelic, the fallen angels, hate mankind. They do not like us any way, shape, or form. The angels, in turn, take care of us and help us and assist us. And so it's almost like a battle that goes on between the two. So the bearer of light becomes the bearer of darkness.
Does there have to be a bearer of darkness? Because in the absence, how do you know what is light?
Well, you know, the fallen angels, they give us an opportunity to use our free will. They give us choice. They are always there. They are always coming at us. And when they speak to us, they always speak from the left. the information when they talk in your head, it always comes from the left. And it's always in third party. Like, look how they're looking at you. Look how fat you are today. You're so dumb. That's the dark side speaking. And they're talking at you all the time. Your guides always comes from the right. And they speak this way and this way. And they never talk in third party. And the information that they give is always without ego. It's pure information. And you can always count on it. Sometimes they give warning, but most of the time it's just information. They are, in fact, your teachers. Everything I've ever learned, I learned from the Holy Spirit. I never learned it from a book, but they would guide me to books that would give confirmation of what they would tell me, which I thought was kind of neat. You have a guardian angel. Every human being has a guardian angel that can call upon legions of angels to protect you, to take care of you, to assist you. And everything on this earth plane has a guardian angel. Everyone and everything. Now, what do I mean by everything? I mean every plant, every tree, every species of animals has a guardian angel.
You mean like one, like per species, or hundreds and thousands of birds?
There's like one per species, and then one per animal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of angels.
That's a lot of angels. If you want to check this out, there are means and ways to do it. Feinhorn. If you get on Google or Bing or whatever those are, you can look up Feinhorn. And that's where they've done work with the nature angels and have had some amazing results.
So F-I-N-E?
F-I-N-D, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feinhorn.
H-O-R-N?
I think it is H-O-R-N. Yeah. I don't think there's an E on the end of it. I think it's F-I-N-D-H-O-R-N.
Yeah. The nature angels are called, divas.
Right,
they are called divas. Here we go. Feinhorn Gardens. F-I-N-D-H-O-R-N.
I remember right out of England, aren't they?
I think so.
I think that's right, Carol.
Yeah, I need to get some more books on this. This is amazing stuff.
It's a good book.
When my guides told me about nature angels, this is one of the first things that they told me to look at for confirmation. And then they taught me how to work with nature angels for myself, dealing with my backyard and water bugs and snakes and all sorts of things. It's really fascinating. What you find out is that everything that is created by God has consciousness and intelligence. You can't create from yourself any more, any less than what self is.
Wow.
So everything is a part of God.
Everything God creates is God.
Everything God creates is God. Has that part of God, has that spark, has that intelligence that is God within. The problem is, it's hard for us to reach that within because we are subdued by belief systems and what's around us on the material plane, as well as the dark side that's always there trying to get you to go askew. But that's their job, is to get you to go askew. But you'd never learn if you didn't.
Got to wander on off the path a little bit.
Well, this place is not heaven. You can't learn in heaven like you can here, because you have to use your free will here. You have to make choices and decisions, and you have everything there at your fingertips, only you don't know it because it hasn't been taught to you. I think a lot of times we're taught that we're separate. We're separate as people, we're separate spiritually, and in truth we're not. We're all the same. And every one of us has the holograph. We are the holograph of God. So on a soul level, you actually know a whole lot more than what you think you do.
We've probably forgotten a whole lot more than we know.
So how do we get text messaging between our soul and the rest of us? That would be highly helpful.
That's the trick. That is the trick. How do we get in contact with the soul? You know, there's a lot of ways of doing that. Tarot cards, believe it or not, are a way of making contact with knowledge through the soul. Divination is a way of making contact with that part of self. But unfortunately, it can be manipulated by outside forces, so you have to be cautious with that. The cleanest and probably best way is through this, which is
kinesiology,
thank you. I'm under a lot of stress right now. My husband's back in the hospital. So just bear with me. But kinesiology is a great way of telling, the reflexology, if you will, of telling what is your knowledge and what is your soul's knowledge. Now, how do you do this? Middle finger to thumb. Taking a circle. Middle finger to thumb within the middle finger to thumb. Pulling. You pull from the left, unless you are left-handed, in which way you would reverse that. So, you give yourself permission, you give your soul permission to hold for the answer, no, and then pull. You give your soul permission to break for the answer, yes, and then pull. Once you've got that established, you now have contact with your soul. Now, how do you do this? You can't do future with this. Okay? You can do now and past. Okay? So you can actually use it in the now as to whether or not it works really well when you have an illness, like your shoulder's been bothering you and you don't know why, and you check to see, all right, is this mental, emotional, spiritual, or physical? Okay? Mental falls into psychological. So, I'm having trouble with my right shoulder. The right side of the body is the male side. The left side of the body is the female side. So, if a male's bothering you, it's going to affect your right side. If a female's bothering you, it's going to affect your left side. If it's strictly about you and your male, it's going to affect your right side. If it's you bothering yourself, it's your left side. So, example, my husband, I was taking an attitude of burden. I shouldn't have done it, but I did. I took the attitude of burden. And my shoulder was giving out on me, giving me a really hard way to go. So I checked and I found out, okay, is this psychological? Yes, okay, psychological. So The right side. Does this have to do with my husband? Well, sure, yes. Okay. Shoulders bear burdens. Is this about burden? Yes. All right. Does this deal with my attitude? Yes. Okay. I'm going to change my attitude. With that, knowing that this is burden and attitude, tap the shoulder. The pain went away. I didn't have pain anymore. I did change my attitude. When I start slipping a little bit, my shoulder starts hurting. So, there's a lot of information there. If you're reading something and it registers on a soul level, you know, it's like you know that's right. You know that's the truth. You can go, is this a truth? Yes. And you can ask questions and get your answers this way. Now, the bigger the yes, the bigger the yes. The stronger the no, the stronger the no. The greater the no. So it's a good way. It can also show you what you're allergic to, what you're not allergic to, what's good for you, what's not good for you, all those things.